Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching Episode 10. It's hard to believe we're in double figures already, and thank you for listening. Now today, I'm going to talk about how not to be a spiritual pushover. In other words, what to do when your faith is, well, tottering, and there's a significance to that word, which I'll come back to. But sometimes I feel quite spiritually strong, to be perfectly honest. I don't think I'm being arrogant. I think just some days I'm stronger than others. And on those days when I'm strong, I'll take on anybody, anything. And if I read the book of Acts, I can see myself in the narrative there. I can imagine being there, backing up Paul while he's preaching to the crowds that want his blood, spending the night with him in a Philippian jail, anything really. I have some days like that. I expect you do too. But unfortunately, not every day is like that. The days are all too frequent when I feel weak. And on those days, I avoid the book of Acts. So what do we do on the days when we feel weak? We're going to talk about that today. And it's on my mind because there's some weakness in my garden. We're replacing the left-hand fence in our garden. Our lovely neighbours on that side have been waiting patiently for this day. The gaps are significant. The state of the fence is pretty ragged. Some of it looks like it might be the original fence from when our home was built back in the 1930s. Now, my wife is putting in the new posts and the arris rails. My role is the destroyer. Ooh, I've got a big mallet, I've got a chainsaw, and I'm taking the old fence apart section by section. Now, some of the old fence needs the application of such power, but some of it does not. And some parts, the lightest touch will snap the wood. It's just so rotten. Simply leaning on the fence is enough to topple it. I think the ivy growing up all over it was holding it up. Now, David knew this feeling of insubstantiality, if that's a word. Consider what he wrote in Psalm 62, verse 3. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? David's not feeling strong. He's not feeling stable. Uncertainty has seeped its way into his soul. Fear has enfeebled his faith. And it's not the first time he felt like that. I don't think it was the last. And I have felt that way, and perhaps you have too. Perhaps even today. So what do we do when we're in this situation? Well, let's see what David wrote in the rest of this psalm. So when feeling weak, what we need is we need some refreshing, refreshment of our faith. Now look at how David repeats himself here in this psalm. Verse 1, my soul finds rest in God. Verse 5, my soul finds rest in God. Then verse 2, truly he, talking about God, truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And then again in verse 6, truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. The poetry here is repeated. The phrases are repeated. The truths are repeated. And they bracket the fear and the feelings he has of being this leaning wall and this tottering fence. A repetition of truths that we know to be true, but do not always feel are true, is one way to refresh our faith. Of course, simple, vain repetition is no good, Matthew 6, verse 7, but a meditative contemplation of God's trustworthiness surely will refresh our faith. David sandwiches his fears between repeated truths about God. So the next time you feel weak, or even now, as you're feeling weak, go to God in prayer, employing David's sandwich technique. Tell him all about your wobbly wall and your feeble fence, but top and tail those expressions of your heart with praise for his power and his love. Sandwich your feelings. There's no reason for you or I to be a pushover. So, what do you think about this sandwich idea? Have you tried it? Does repetition work? If you haven't tried it, then give it a go today or this week and let me know how much that might help you when you're feeling weak and you're feeling a bit tottery. So please leave a comment and let me and others know how that goes. We can learn from one another if we read each other's comments, and we learn best, frankly, when we learn in community. So until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality, quiet times. God bless.